Hello and welcome to my show, Could You Be More Specific? I am your host, Jonathan Steele, coming to you by the way of the Stay Woke Podcast. And on this episode of Could You Be More Specific, I'm going to title it Leadership Mantra. And I'm going to delve more into why I'm calling that, or should I say why I'm naming this episode that. I want to touch on the recent news of saying with Nick Cannon, because he's been in the news lately. I really want to spotlight and cover him. And I'm going to delve into some of the issues that have been going on with Damon Dash, but also just what's been going on in this climate altogether and just kind of picking up on what I talked about with the last show. So I'm going to start with why I'm calling it a leadership mantra. So the reason why I'm calling it that is because a lot of times, and just from watching on the news lately and just watching in general, like we have to realize when people say that they want to be the boss, or they want to know who's in charge or something, we always get so caught up in all the positives of that that we don't truly realize that it's a lot of sacrifice that comes along with that. And not everyone's going to be happy with those decisions. And so, you know, I don't care what gender you are, what racial background you're from, when you're viewed as someone that is held responsible for something, no one will ever be on the same page with you and with why you're making certain decisions. So that's why I kind of am deciding to call it this episode that. The person I want to kind of spotlight with in regards to that is, say, someone like Nick Cannon. Now, Nick Cannon's been in the news lately, obviously, over the past several weeks from not just talking about his show, the Masked Singer that just premiered last week. I know he's been doing some DJ Vlad interviews. He's had some parts been released over the past couple weeks. He also has been very vocal in regards to the Kevin Hart situation with the Oscars. And now with what's going on lately with the R. Kelly situation. So I really want to spotlight him and kind of just break down some of the things that he's kind of been a part of. And one thing I got to give him credit for, and this kind of goes all the way back to when he was doing America's Got Talent, is that even though he had a great contract, he could have easily at the time when he was doing his comedy special, he made reference, you know, kind of riffing on NBC. They took it personally and then they decided, well, we may fire you. And then he just decided to say, well, I'll just quit. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of firing me. And then they try to resolve it with them. And it was just like, no, the fact that you thought about doing that just made me think like, okay, then I shouldn't be here no more. And he left millions upon millions of dollars on the table. Now, most people look at him because he's got so many other things going on. Well, he's not going to miss that money. And that's not necessarily true, because now you're looking at, it's a business relationship in his industry that at least at this time is not going to be moving forward at any time soon. NBC Universal, which is owned by Comcast, is a huge company. So the idea that he decided to want to go ahead and sever ties with their relationship post them trying to give the impression that they were going to fire him says a lot about his character. And so that's just one of my main starting points with that. Another thing that he's done that I've always really liked is that he's always been vocal and honest, and he'll speak truthfully about issues, whether it makes him look good or not, which I give him a lot of credit for as well. And another example of that is when the whole thing happened with the Oscars and Kevin Hart started happening, and people were selectively picking out tweets that he had and decided to attack those. Well, then he ended up, you know, having some tweets come out with Chelsea Handler and Sarah Silverman and Amy Schumer. And even though there are people he likes, it's like, hey, are we doing selective outrage or we're just doing outrage? Because this is in the same bucket. And a lot of people got upset about it. And then they try and, you know, invent new rules and say, well, they're not hosting the Oscars or whatever. It's like, wait a minute. No, you're saying that the issue revolving around a particular group of people is being held in a high standard of, well, we just can't make jokes about them, period. Which is a conversation for another time. I'll love to kind of get a little bit further into that on something else, but I don't want to get too off track here. But that posed a really great question. It's like, well, wait a minute. So this particular person can, or a group of people can say this, but the other person can't. So I give him a lot of credit for that. And now, even more recently, that I got to give him credit for is what is going on with the R. Kelly thing. And one of the things that I like the most about what Nick has done is I notice Nick always makes it a point to examine an issue entirely, or at least I feel like whenever he talks, I think he gives it that type of weight and respect to how does this play out overall for everyone in society and what are the the patterns that we need to watch out for, and what are some of the mindsets that are displayed and used, and should I say even implemented, as to why we get so used to certain situations as human beings from an implicit nature. And I know that's what I kind of talked about on the last show. And so with the R. Kelly thing is, hey, you know, Nick, I know he has another thing with Damon Dash going on right now, but it's like, hey, he worked with him post the sex tape too with Gigolo. I know Damon Dash just recently did an Instagram live video with Nick, and he kind of addressed some of the things that have gone on from the documentary and how that plays out. And he made a good point in talking about, you know, like, hey, even though you were with Aaliyah, you were working with someone or had a business relationship with someone that did something that, according to you and others, wronged her. Now, even though she never really liked to publicly talk about these things, or even privately, it seems like, address these things, they are what they are for her to react the way that she's reacted to it at that time. So if people really truly remember, is when they did that Best of Both Worlds album, that was supposed to be one of the biggest albums of that year, pre the sex tape coming out, to the point where, I mean, it still did well. I think it went platinum at the time. They couldn't go and tour on it. And I remember, I believe I could be wrong, there was an interview that Jay-Z was on where I think it was one of the time when 106 and Park at the time was really, really popular. And he was asked about it. And literally Jay-Z said, like, hey, you know, it was a missed opportunity, because he says, when I looked at the album and I looked what we were doing, he's like, that should have been 10 million records. And that was a joint venture for them. With that being said, whether Damon Dash is cool with him or never had anything to do with him or anything, that's fine. But you were indirectly a part of an album as a joint venture with you and your business partner, where you guys were profiting off of that with someone that had been accused of that around that time. Fair or not fair, that's just what it is. And it's not to say that, hey, do I think Dame Dash condones or endorses that? Absolutely not. That would be ridiculous. But I'm just saying, that's what I'm talking about with, you know, when I say we're all implicit to certain degrees. We all were aware of that. It's like, for example, Rami Malek just won a Golden Globe recently for Bohemian Rhapsody. It's a really incredible film. Bryan Singer, who has been accused of sexually molesting, violating multiple young men underage, directed that film. Now, he didn't acknowledge him at all in his speech, but it's caused a real debate. Like, hey, if we honor the movie, are we honoring Bryan Singer? And it's like, hey, we can do two things at one time, right? I would like to think so. I don't think you're endorsing it, but anybody that's seen that movie cannot tell me that Rami Malek, one, is not incredible in it, and two, that's a very well-directed film. I'm not excusing his actions. I'm just saying that we can't pretend like one thing can only exist without the other. It's duality with what we're doing. And that's what I want us to get to, is us being able to hold more than one thought at one time. And understanding that just because you're able to look at one aspect of a certain situation doesn't mean you endorse it. It just means you're acknowledging it, and it's a part of the larger, it's one of the pieces to the puzzle that, you know, forms it in a larger capacity. So I just say that to say that even in reference to that, you know, people got mad that Bryan Singer even acknowledged the film on his account. It's like he still was credited by the DJ as directing that movie. So should Queen, the band that was there, not accept that award? And this is something that represents them? You know, and again, it was well known what Bryan Singer, it's been known for years. He's made 20th Century Fox, this same studio that's allowed him to do X-Men movies, billions of dollars is what his films have generated for them. So you're walking a dangerous line in doing that. Now, I know I said on my recent pod, as I kind of go back to R. Kelly, that, hey, if you're a radio station and you decide to not play his music, you have every right not to. You have every right not to. It's no different than what it was back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s with radio. Whether it dealt with either paying someone to get your record on, or apologists as to why they didn't like certain genres of music as to why you didn't hear it on certain stations. I mean, that element has been there for a number of reasons that had nothing to do with what he's being viewed as in terms of the perception of what he's done to other women. So, I mean, so we can't pretend to be shocked by that, but we have to respect that and then continue to analyze that. Now, obviously, you know, that's a story that's going to continue to kind of, you know, gain legs because now R. Kelly, you know, from creating a Facebook page to now, you know, putting out photos of some of the young girls at his concerts, this is where it starts to get messy. And another thing I kind of want to touch on is that sometimes in these issues, it's really, really good to be slow to speak on it because you just don't know all the way through. And it's so fluid. And that's another thing, too, is that we got to understand the information is always coming in and changing. So whatever your opinion was 12 hours ago, based off new merits of facts, that is subject to change. And so we got to be really receptive towards that and not dig in our heels that once we made our mind up on a particular viewpoint that we have to stick to that. Because then it lets you know that the people that you're dealing with are not objective. And so we want to kind of have that in mind when we start talking overall in terms of what's going on in our society, being able to parcel out these type of things and do it in a way like what I said on the previous pod. Do it in a way where it's based off the merits of facts. Please do not lead with emotion. Obviously, when you hear the things that someone that R. Kelly's been accused of, it's extremely frustrating and upsetting. But one of the things about the legal system, and I said this before again, is that you have to lead based off the merits of facts. You can't get too emotionally caught up in that. But what I will also say is that even with the legal system, even though it's supposed to be impartial, it's still interpreted by men. And men a lot of times can see what they want to see. And we have a large amount of evidence in history that shows that that's very well true, and it's the case a lot of the time. The fact that Brock Turner could literally rape a woman for 20 minutes and get the sentence he got by a judge who was someone who attended school, I believe, with his father, who was a member of the alumni, that lets you know right there that, hey, that, you know, not everybody's being viewed on the same playing field. And again, I'm not condoning anything, but I'm like, hey, the same fire and energy that we have on certain people, you got to keep that same energy. And I'm not really big now on certain terms, but hey, that term, if ever a term fit for what goes on now, it's so true about keeping the same energy. You know, so you got to maintain it if that's what you want to do. If that's your position, then just maintain that as your position. Those are just some of the things I kind of wanted to talk about. Thank you guys for being with me here on my second show of the new year. I want to thank D for all the hard work that he's doing. I mean, he's been doing an incredible job and works extremely hard to get these videos out. So I want to thank you guys. Definitely like, share, and follow. Support us and become a patron. We're looking forward to doing more shows in the future. I look forward to talking about more topics in the coming weeks that still relate to you guys and can hopefully get a discussion going. My name is Jonathan Steele. Thank you for listening. Could you be more specific? Continue to follow the Stay Well podcast. I hope you guys have a good one and be safe.